All right, how's it going? How's it going? How's it going? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey, I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys. And I mean, nothing is fucking off limits here.
All right. Today's a good episode. We got someone in, someone I've known now for about, holy shit, it's been like 5 years.
5 years, holy shit.
Mr. Manny, aka Sega. How's it going, brother?
Yo, what's up? Happy to be here. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, man, for sure. You were one of the individuals I wanted to get on board and kind of pick your brain on the content creation aspect and kind of just catch up. You know what I mean? It's been a while since we kind of talked and conversated on a professional level. You know, obviously we kind of communicate every few months and stuff like that, but definitely wanted to get you on board here and see where things go.
Yeah, it's always good to check in on you and your business ventures, you know.
Yeah, grinder. Tons of them, right?
Yeah, you grinding, brother.
So it's been now that I look at it, it's been like 5 years. I think we met in 2020, right?
It's been a while, yeah, bro. It's kind of crazy. When I didn't even think about it like that. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been half a decade, man. Lots has changed.
It's been during COVID then.
Yeah.
Pretty much. How did that happen, bro? Like,
yeah, during COVID, I started to stream more, and then Joey came into the stream, and then it just kind of grew from there. I was
the funny thing is, it was because of your video, bro.
Which one?
That's how I found you. Way too many. The Call of Duty settings video.
Oh yes, because everyone was always asking me in stream, like, hey, how do I do this? How are you streaming Warzone? And I'm like, it's not, you know, I'm just gonna make a video. So then I just made a video about it, and it did bring a lot of people to my stream. Because back in the day, I mean, even to the day now, honestly, YouTube, having a pathway to your stream channel is how you grow. Because I started streaming way back. Well, I started enjoying streams. Let me say that first. I didn't start actually streaming until later on, but when it was just Justin TV, when it was just one guy running it before, I think whoever bought it, Amazon or whoever, I was watching streams then. I watched Summit, Ninja, all that, some of the first streamers. And
yeah, of course.
I just have a lot of history with it. But then, you know, I started streaming myself, and then, yeah, it's changed, it's evolved, because in that time, it used to be about who was on the longest. People were doing 16-hour streams all day, because they knew that people would come find them. There wasn't as many streamers, essentially. Now, you're competing with, like, millions of people, so it's changed the game, and YouTube is a good pathway to get people there, and that video is a testament to that, because without that video, I probably wouldn't have got a following that was good enough for me that I could have kept going at the time. But yeah, it's been 5 years, I think. Yeah,
give or take. Because when we launched the the gaming side of Team Excluded, it was in 2020, in like early 2020.
Yeah,
so and then it was like May or June, and then December is when we actually decided to go forward with everything. I think me and you had talked around like the November timeframe.
Yeah.
And then in December, we got everything put down. And then we picked up you and Bree, and then it just kind of took off from there. It just started growing.
Yeah. It was a good time to be a streamer, a gamer, you know?
Yeah, no, for
COVID,
sure.
COVID time.
Yeah. So it was 2020. And it was from that video that I hopped in there, saw it. Enjoyed the vibes. The stream was great. Community was great. I still talk to some of those people from that community as well. So
yeah,
it was a good community. And then from there, so what kind of, here's a question I like to ask. So like, what was the, I wouldn't say the impression, but the, when me and Ralph, I think it was me and Ralph that approached you. What was kind of your thought process with that, with like our offer and kind of how we wanted to tape things, the route we wanted to go?
I've always, I've always been one willing to grow with people. So, like, I know you guys, it wasn't like I had FaZe Clan coming to me or like that. But I got lucky and you guys got lucky that I wasn't a person that thought so highly of themselves that I wouldn't want to start something with somebody who are coming new to the game, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It, for me, it just was an opportunity that presented itself. I love something for me that I wish that I could do more about was the Hispanic, Latino, like, representation in the industry, because it's just not where I think it should be for how funny Mexicans and fucking how fucking stupid and funny we are. I don't know if I can cuss. Sorry if I can't.
Yeah, you're good.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I felt like, you know, I know a lot of my cousins who could make perfect, like, YouTube personalities or streamers because they're fucking funny, bro. And so
I do think we're under represented, 100%. But I think there's a good amount of Latino content creators. Like, you got Zilvert, who I watch on the regular. He's a funny ass dude. And then you have, like, Rivers, right? She won a content creator of the year or something like that.
Yeah, but I see, that's the thing. It's always, let me see, Latino American, because isn't she from fucking, I don't know where she's from, but she's like,
no, she's like from Mexico. Yeah.
She's from Mexico, right? And so I guess more Latino American is what I meant to say, like people who were born and raised in America, descended from, like, and not that we can there's gonna like exclude the people who are actually from Mexico. No. But I guess I just mean in more of a sense, like when you look
at, like, the Mexican American type.
Yeah, when you look at the top streamers, it's always like people on an offline TV or AMP now, which, you know, shout out to AMP, they're doing amazing things. But I feel like the representation at that high of a level, because with what her name, Rivian, I've never even heard of her before she won the award, you know, and that's
I had heard of her, but I never like
enjoyed
it. Like, I never went to watch a stream.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe my algorithm's all messed up. Maybe I mostly get, you know, the people who are all on all those different teams who just aren't, you know, Latino American or Latin or Hispanic, whatever you want to call it. But I don't know if that was a thing. It is like a bunch of, like, we're all Mexican American or like some type of Latino American, and it's something fresh, new. I was going to be able to learn with you guys. I don't have an ego. Like, I'm very egoless, as you know.
Yeah.
Well, except for my fucking gameplay, because I'm the greatest player there is of all time.
You're fucking garbage, bro.
I'm just kidding. but no, it was a perfect fit. It was like a perfect storm is what I would call it. It just, if everything fell into pieces, the vibes were good. I enjoyed your demeanor of how hard you were. Like, of how you knew what you wanted and that you were going to get there, you know, by all means necessary, shoot. But yeah, and then Ralph was really cool, you know. And yeah, I just...
Shout out Ralph.
Storm. Yeah, shout out Ralph. He drove me around his fucking... What was that, Hellcat or his fucking Charger? I was like, oh,
his Challenger, yeah.
His Challenger.
Or what did he have when you came down? I don't even remember. I think it was his Charger, actually.
I think it was his Charger, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. But he... What's it called? So, I mean, on that note, that's always like been a thing of mine with anything that I kind of do, right? Is kind of just making sure that I do things the right way to make it go the course that I want it to go.
Yeah.
And with esports or even just the gaming community in general, it was a great thing. And I really didn't like having to shut down Team Excluded. It just gets very expensive. You know what I mean?
It is. It's
and without the big sponsorship deals like some of these other organizations get, it gets super expensive, especially with, like, you know, the amount of times that we had to send the Halo team out to, you know, whatever HCS event they were going to, or even to look into new titles, right? Like with Rocket League or with Valorant and all these different titles. I mean, everybody. What I've hated, I guess, learning the past 5 years in the esports community was how much ego there is. You know what I mean? I talked to like a few kids, bro, like 14, 15. They're great at Rocket League. You know what I mean? They're in that, what's that shit called?
Like RLC, like what's it called?
Yeah, but they're the RLCS, but they're in that level. I can't remember the damn name of the rank.
I don't know anything about
Rocket. Yeah, they're like in that highest tier. They already compete in RLCS and all that shit, and they're like, yeah, man, like we want like we're looking at like $1,000, maybe $2,000 a player a month, and I'm just like, y'all understand I'm not like NRG, I'm not FaZe, I'm not 100 yeah, thieves bro. That's just throwing money out the wazoo, right? Like.
We got to earn the money first.
It takes, I mean, I did the placements earn it, but like in my eyes, it's like I talked to this Pokemon Unite team that won the world championship the first year, right? I don't know if y'all know what Pokemon Unite is. It's like League of Legends in fucking Pokemon.
Exactly.
And one of the teams that I talked to, they were like, they won the world championship the year prior. And they're like, yeah, like we want like, upwards of like 4,000 to 5,000 a player, plus another 3,000 for the coach and another 2,000 for the analyst. And I'm just like, you're telling me this team is going to cost me upwards of about, give or take, about $20,000 a month to have. Like, there's no way. Especially when Nintendo pays for everything. Like, the top 64 teams get all their flights and lodging everything covered. So,
yeah,
it was just like, I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. But that's one thing that I kind of can attest is there's no ego with Sega. There's no majority of the people that we brought into excluded that first year. I mean, I still talk to Bray now and then. I still talk to Lines. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these people are still relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all went on a journey together, you know, and it was that kind of thing. Whenever you go through an experience with people, it kind of brings you closer or separates you, you know? And so
100%.
I talk to a good amount of them too. You know, Bree, I check in on her every now and then. I haven't seen Line stream in a while. Maybe I just miss it.
No, he's not streaming much anymore. He's doing like whole social media type stuff.
Yeah. So everybody's doing their own thing, which is beautiful to see, you know? I wish things could have went different, but just like you said, running an org is not an easy thing to do. And it's not a cheap thing to do. Like every org owner that I follow on Instagram talks about how it's like burning money. You essentially burn money. But the thing where you make money is the sponsors, just like you said. They bring in the most of how you earn your cash with you know, ad space and all that stuff. But
100%.
Yeah. It's a tough world to get into and survive, you know.
No, 100%.
So and I mean, then, like besides like the finance and stuff like that. I mean, like what else happened with like Team Excluded? Like besides like the whole finance problem and stuff like that. Like how many like players did you guys have? Like to because I know you're in content creation and stuff like that. So how many people did you have? Like you know what I mean?
Yeah, like so content creators at our peak. What was it, Manny? It was like 15.
Yeah, it was like 15 of us.
At the peak time with content creators. And then players, we had different players from like Warzone, Halo. I'm trying to think what else we competed in.
I think at first it was just Warzone and Halo. Then you guys dibbled in to whatever. I don't remember exactly. But from the content creation side, it was like 15 of us. But
give or take, yeah.
So like, why those games though? Like, is it like a little bit easier to get into like
the Warzone just area? Fell into place.
Oh
like,
yeah,
we got course, a really good course. We got a really good fucking like group of guys. You know what I mean? Yeah, like with DP2, 70s, Jip, everybody that was in there in the initial side. I mean, these guys were competing with the best of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were in like the world. They had got invited to like the World Series of Warzone. They held a world record for a few weeks. Like. Shit like that is how, you know, good of a caliber of players they were. Halo, we got into just because I've always been a fan of Halo. And then when Halo Infinite came out, I wanted to get back into it, especially when they announced HCS. It just got really expensive, right? But on the content creator side, there's about 15 originally when we first started. And then we kind of kept it at that number. We had a bunch of people that wanted to, you know, be a part of it, but we just tried to keep it at a solid number. I think once I capped it, it kind of just started dwindling down little by little. With people clashing or whatever, and it just turned into that.
I think it was too many personalities. In my opinion, because we started with four originally, right? Like the very first few months, it was just four of us. And we did grow really rapidly. And I think that's where personalities start to clash. Because just like you said, people have egos and then, mm-hmm. you know, X, Y, Z, this happened and that happened. And, oh, why are you on their side? I'm not on their side. I'm on both. You know what I mean? It just became this big thing where it kind of too many head bumping personalities and not enough like overhead and things to keep people there were happening, I guess, if that made sense. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, ultimately people started butting heads and people started not wanting to participate. Cause that was the thing for me that started to get kind of annoying towards the end of there was that I would come up with all these content ideas for the team to do, but then everyone would say they would want to do it, but then they just never would show up to do it, you know, or something always was coming up. So
yeah,
I think when you have a lot of personalities, people get in their heads and it's just hard to manage it that way.
Like, I think on that note, a lot of the stuff that did really well for us was when we would do like the team excluded meetups, right? Like when I would,
exactly, yeah,
we would pay for, so we would do this, Basan, like we did it twice, but we tried to do it every year. I wanted mm-hmm. to do it every year. Was we would fly out some of the content creators down here mm-hmm. and record content, right?
Oh, okay.
That's and pretty badass. We would do stuff like that. But I mean, obviously that gets expensive, especially with people. I mean, we had Roxanne, for example, right out in Canada. I mean, her flight was like $1,600 as it is.
Holy
fuck. You know what I mean? Yeti as well, right? Yeti was in Hawaii. His flight was, I think, like $900 or $1,000 round trip, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one person. And then I got to do more people. I can't just fly out one person. You know what I mean?
Every time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the thing that helped me, obviously, was with Manny, right? Because Manny, you know, works for his airline. He could fly himself. But
yeah,
doing that part of it with like everybody else, it was just like expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I fucking bet.
We'd end up with like four or five. Like, I think Shay and Allie were the cheapest ones. It was like $300 round trip for both of them. That's from Florida. Yeah. And then, you know what I mean? So stuff like that kind of just
adds up, though. Yeah, that always helped me.
Cost. And then the Airbnb, too, right? The Airbnb we would stay at was another like $1,400 for the 3, 4, 5 days that everybody was here.
Yeah.
And like, it was like here in the valley, or it was like
in McAllen. North?
Holy shit, man.
It would bring all these people down.
It was
good times, though. Like, we'd chill, we'd record content, drink a little bit after, go to sleep, wake up, do it again. It was chill times. Good times, actually. And got to meet a lot of these people. Came good friends with them. I mean, I'd like to say Manny and Yeti are really good, you know, friends of mine now in the content world. And even just personal friends, I try to keep up with everybody as much as I can. Especially with what everybody has going on, you know what I mean? Lines too. I talk to Lines every few months.
Yeah, man.
It's good though. It's good. But that right there adds another expense on top of what's already accumulating monthly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just got expensive, especially once we got like, I wanted to have like a video editor on board and that got costly. I wanted to have, you know, everything kind of operating how it needed to. And it just added, I mean, at one point I was spending maybe upwards of like, if I remember correctly, at like peak time, I was spending upwards of about like $2,500 a month
on just that. Holy shit, bro.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it gets there.
Looking back, I feel like maybe focus should have been on one or the other. Like maybe focus should have been like on the content, or focus should have been on the esports side of it. Like, you know, the Warzone team. Because then that might have helped you manage money to where you can either spend all that on one side and then, you know, everyone's moving the way they're supposed to, or, you know, I feel like maybe looking back at it, because that it is expensive. And luckily for me, I never really saw the expense side of it, only because for me, everything was free in terms of like, I travel for free. So like every time there was a meetup, I'd go fly out there for free and I try to find my own way there, you know, and you would pick me up from the airport. So like, I didn't have to worry about an Uber, you know what I mean? All that other stuff. So it's, but it is, it's very costly, and sometimes trying to handle both kind of, you know, makes it hard.
No, like,
I think about like 100 Thieves when they first came out, you know, they first did clothing and then like then they were making a shit ton of money, and then they already had some of the biggest names join them. So
yeah, dude,
it's kind of hard to compete when you're a smaller org with, I don't want to say a bunch of nobodies, because these people are people, Like, they all have their own communities and they're wonderful people. But, you know, in terms of the streaming space, they're not, you know, top tier, you know, bringing in 20,000 subs a month, you know, streamers.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, have you ever, like, lost players to, like, bigger organizations or to, like, maybe, like, not, I don't want to say smaller, but, like, at least comparable to, like, what you guys had? Or, I mean, even, yeah, like, content creation, too. Like, did you guys end up, like, losing some?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things, too, was internal, right? You had certain creators beefing with other creators or whatever scenarios came up. Players is the same thing. Esports players are the biggest divas in the world. Divas in the world. Everything has to be their way. Majority of all players have egos. It's just the way it rolls, right?
They should be in charge.
Yeah, so you'd have players clash like that. And, you know, we had actually a few of our Halo players, once they split up, we had one of them sign with Complexity for Halo. And a few others go to other, like, tier two organizations and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're up there. The thing was, the skill was there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they had the skill. It just was, I guess, a lack of the team itself. You know what I mean? Like the unity of the team itself. Because, like, I looked at, like, our Halo team, for example. They placed top 28, right? And which is really, really good compared out of 200 and some teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played against one of the pro teams and they barely lost.
Yeah.
Like it was maybe, I want to say it was like Control or some shit like that. And they lost by like 20 points or something like that. And it was tied. It was 1-1 and that was the tiebreaker. So, I mean, that's not to say that they weren't good enough. I mean, they were good. They just, egos clash and all that type of shit, which is the normal, I guess, with most esports teams, unless they're getting paid, you know, the millions of dollars at the tier one level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like any sports team, you know, you got to manage all these different personalities. And when it comes to like esports or sports in general, those are like even more intense because like they have to believe they're the best in order to perform at their top level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of like the gist of it with esports. It was cool, man. But I mean, if I could go back, like you said, yeah, I think I would focus on one or the other.
Yeah.
I think the biggest potential would have been content creation.
Yeah.
Just because it's an uncapped space. Like it's unlimited potential. You know what I mean? Compared to esports, I mean, if you lose, you lose. Content creation is just like, hey, you know what? If you want to take the day off, take the day off, or we'll go back at it tomorrow. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sponsors are probably easier to, just from on my end, from all the companies I got the benefit of working with and talking to, I have one really good friend, and you know him, Federico. Yeah. He was always telling me it's easier. I mean, content creators are divas too, but in terms of like working a deal, the conversation he has with either side is always so different. So I feel like with content creation, if you post a video, just like you said, it's not do or die. Like, oh, if we don't win this, we don't get a good placement, which means sponsors don't want to sponsor us because we don't have a good placement. You know, if you're a small average streamer, they're like, oh, you get 200 views per YouTube video or you have 20 viewers on your stream. Okay, you know, we can work something out. It may not be like a crazy big deal, but we'll give you a little something, you know? So
it is
different. And yeah, looking back, maybe focusing on one or the other might have been able, because that's the thing, you're very driven and you're very like, I know you had the ambition and you wanted to make Team Excluded even bigger, which is a beautiful thing. But I think because that ambition that you have, it kind of, you're like, I can do this. And then, you know, it kind of how it played out is how it played out. But if we would have just focused on one, you know, who knows, maybe Team Excluded would be, you know, thriving right now, or who's to say, who knows? But
yeah,
it's just one of those things where you can talk about what if whenever, but looking back, you know, it might have been a better idea.
Yeah, and I've thought about getting back into it, and not doing it the same way, focusing on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just don't. I don't think I have it in me, man. It's a grind, man. I mean, we grew Team Which Alluded to a great community. Yeah. It had a great following. It had the numbers. All the creators were good with the way we had it set up. I just don't know if I'd want to go through that process again of starting over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a lot.
But I definitely think that it is possible to get back to that level.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe in the future, we'll see.
I know.
I mean, I like what like the Outlaws are doing, the Houston Outlaws. I don't know if y'all knew. You played Overwatch. No. You should kind of know about them. They were a competitive team,
but yeah.
Yeah, they were a competitive team for Overwatch, and then they switched over to like the content creation side.
It's smart, yeah, because Overwatch got rid of its pro scene.
Exactly, and that's when they swapped everything over.
Yeah,
a little bit after that, which was really good. It worked out. I mean, I think it kind of has potential, but I think they shot themselves in the foot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is what it is, right? So, maybe in the future we'll see. We'll bring back Seda and start all over.
I've been on my I don't know, man. Like, it's in me. I've always had a love for streaming and content creation, but getting older and now having my own family and also being, I've always been an open book, but I've always been an open book for me, like what's going on with me. And now having children and thinking about like, should I be posting my daughter everywhere on social media? Does she want to be, you know what I mean? Like, shouldn't I allow her to have somewhat of a, because, you know, I'm a little older and I grew up in a time where I grew up with cell phones, right? We didn't have smartphones and iPads when I was in fucking in elementary and middle school and all that. So I got to play outside. I got to, you know, fuck around with sticks and rocks, as they say. Yeah. But now it's a whole different world. You know, you have a fucking computer in your pocket, and these kids, like I have nieces and nephews who are in middle school and elementary school and even high school. And, you know, it's a whole different world about how people get bullied now. It's all social media bullying, and they pull up this picture of you and, oh, you look ugly, you're an ugly kid, and like, what, you're just a kid, you know, everyone's an ugly kid, you know, like, it's just a different world now. I mean, there are a couple of rough ones out there. I mean, biting their upper lip and stuff.
No, but, yeah, but shit, dog.
You know, pug faces and shit. But no, it's a different world. And then too, I am busy, you know, because I am the sole provider of my family. So things have just changed for me, and that's why my journey as a content creator, I don't think it's over per se, but it's kind of like on this slow, because I feel it in my bones. I want to hit go live. I want to stream. I want to like connect with the community, and because every time I do go live, it's a beautiful thing to see. People do come every time, like, and I'm just surprised, because I always picture I'm gonna hit live and I'm starting all over essentially. I'm gonna have zero viewers the whole time, and that's okay with me, because I do it for the love of it. I mean, I've streamed when I first started streaming. Something I just did naturally, because I do talk a lot, is I just would talk, and I would talk to myself, and I would just be like, if I'm a viewer, you know, if I'm coming into the stream, do I want to see somebody who's not talking at all, or, you know, someone who's engaging a little bit at least? So that's what I did. And I think that's how people cling to me, is because I remember I would stream Fortnite and I would talk to myself like, he doesn't know what he's doing, or like, oh, I'm doing this, or oh, this and that. And people like watching that. They like to, because then they're like, you said you weren't going to, you died. And I'm like, you're right. I did, you know, I couldn't come up and kill him like I wanted to, but I don't know. It's just in my bones, and something that I've always played around with for the longest. I remember I started my first YouTube channel. It never took off or anything, but I started my first YouTube channel when I was fresh out of high school. I have a weird situation where my parents are divorced. My father makes too much money, and so I couldn't get FAFSA. And then my mother makes no money. She's disabled. So I couldn't, but my father was the one claiming me on his taxes. So I couldn't get any financial aid. So it was a shitty situation. And then I actually had scholarships for football. And I had scholarships to like ASU, Oregon State, Oregon, the Oregon Ducks, and DSU. I had like a good amount of D1 offers, but I didn't want to play football. I didn't start playing football until my freshman year of high school. And it's just something that I just happened to be good at. I was an all-state defensive and offensive lineman my junior and senior year. It was like I was pretty good, but I just didn't have it in my heart to try to compete at the college level to try to go pro. It's just not something I didn't want for myself. So when I figured that out and I figured I wasn't going to go to college, I started a YouTube channel and I started vlogging my little life of me living, you know, in Arizona and then living in California and then just bouncing back and forth. And I went to the lake. I actually worked three jobs for a while too. I worked at Best Buy. I worked at Shooteria, which is a shoe store. I think it's no longer with us, so RIP. And then I also worked with another shoe store called Off Broadway. And then I just kept, you know, stacking money. And then I was able to pay for my first semester at ASU because I wanted to go to ASU. And then that's where I got to stream a little more or record a little more content. I used to do, funny enough, I used to stream on this app on my phone. It's, I don't remember what it's called. It was like live.go or like live.com. And I would stream on this little mobile phone app to like random people. And it was like my first, or thinking back now, it's like my first introduction to streaming. And it was funny because I did it to try to get girls. I remember, bro, because I was, you know, this is me prime in college.
No, yeah,
know,
bro. Yeah.
I was working out. I had, you know, nice big arms. I was, you know, skinny. I was dark. I was brown. You know, I had a nice fade. And I remember I would go to the app and you go live and girls would come in there and they'd be, and you just talk to people. It would be like girls and guys, but it was, I don't know if it was like a dating app or what it was, but if you're a guy, you put like,
this man was on Backpage, bro. That's crazy.
Dude, I don't know what was going on, but I just remember I would sit there at my little dorm room. I'd have my fucking camera on my desk. I'm sitting there talking, and I remember I would do stupid things like, would you rather? And it was just a good time. So that was my introduction into streaming, and that's how I found out a little later about Just TV, because I was like, oh, shit, there's mobile app. I wonder if there's, like, a website for this. And I looked for that app on like, a website. They didn't have a website. They just had an app. So then I found out about Justin TV and then blah, blah, blah. It went on from there. But I've been doing streaming and YouTube since I was 17. I'm now 30, you know, and even before I was 17, I grew up with a camera in my face, funny enough. My grandmother, my father's mother, my Nana, which she's probably going to beat me up if she hears me calling her grandma, but she was the Nana who like was always at the family parties with the VHS camera, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Looking,
and she's putting it in your face, you know, like, what are you doing? Is it your birthday party? You know, like just talking to you, like if you're a fucking cam girl, you know, like Nana, what is this? It's weird. But she always had a camera at family parties. So I think that's why I've always been able to talk in front of a camera, because I just grew up not, my grandma didn't know, or my Nana didn't know what she was doing. She didn't know internet was going to be a thing. These were just home videos that she wanted for herself, you know,
yeah,
for the future. You know, when we get older, we can show our kids and all that stuff. But she had a big part in me being comfortable in front of a camera, which made streaming so much easier for me, you know? But that's a little bit about my story of how I got into the YouTube streaming space.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, I didn't know that, and I've known you for fucking,
yeah, dude. Like,
it's stuff that just popped up in my head. That's the thing about me. I'm such my lady hates it so much. I'm an in front of me person. I don't understand it either. I'm like in the moment kind of person, and that's why sometimes going live when I don't want to is hard for me, because I like to take things as they come and deal with them, if that makes sense. I don't know. It has its double edges, because I don't typically stress out. I'm not a person, thankfully, I don't have anxiety or stuff like that. I do think it's real, and I think people, you know, have their quirks about them, and you know, they need what they need to feel right. But for me, I've never really had anxiety or stress. I've been nervous about something, but like I've never necessarily have had an anxious feeling about, oh shit, should I go live? I don't know if I should go live because I don't look good today or this and that. No, it's always just been like, oh, dude, I'm fucking grinding. I'm grinding Marvel's Rivals rank to get GM. I don't think I can really talk to the camera right now because I'm so zoned in. I'm just going to go live. You know what I mean? It's always been something like that, you know.
Speaking of Rivals, how are you liking it?
Bro, I am addicted.
I always see you on it, bro.
I'm addicted, brother. I don't get a lot of time to play anymore, but when I do, I'm like, when the baby goes down for a nap, I'm on Marvel Rivals. When I put the baby down to go to sleep, I get on Marvel Rivals at night, dude. Like, if my lady's like, you know what, you can have a you day. You've been working so much for this family. What do you want to do? I'm like, honey, I would love to spend time with you, but I gotta get to GM on Marvel Rivals. You know, like we could do a date night, you know, when I hit GM, you know, it'll be fine. But it has honestly reignited like a fire in me, not to compete like competitively, but I'm pretty freaking good at that game. And it's like prime Fortnite when Fortnite just came out. And I don't know if you guys ever played H1Z1, King of the Kill.
Oh my god, bro.
Prime King of the Kill or King of the Hill, King of the Kill, whatever the hell it is. It had those feelings for me because I remember when that was my introduction to PC gaming. Because before PC gaming, I was a console gamer. I played Halo, Call of Duty. I played Overwatch when it came out on Overwatch. I had GM on Overwatch. Mm-hmm. And then I had a buddy who just, he didn't have a console. He had a laptop. I went over to his house and he was playing H1. And I was like, what is this? And then he explained it to me and then he let me play. And dude, I got addicted. I was coming over to his house to play on his little laptop like every other day. And then I actually competed in the second ever TwitchCon H1Z1 King of the Kill open qualifiers for, I didn't make it that far, but I got to play at TwitchCon. I've been to every TwitchCon besides the San Jose. I've been to almost every TwitchCon, if not every TwitchCon. I missed last year's too, actually. So I've only missed two of the seven. I think there's only been seven TwitchCons.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, I've only missed two of the ones in the United States at least. And I got to compete in the H1 Key of the Kill. It was a different experience being on the stage, you know, like hearing everybody cheer. It was really, really cool. H1 definitely sparked a fire in me. And then when Prime Fortnite, I was like all about it. Then I remember Prime Warzone didn't really spark a fire in me, but I did enjoy it. I mean, I would just Warzone, you know, Call of Duty is just a game everybody knows and loves. And then now Marvel Rivals. I'm gonna say Marvel Rivals has really sparked a fire in me.
I like it.
Marvel Rivals dream about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I fuck with Marvel Rivals a lot.
Yeah.
So Basan is capping.
Bro, don't even get me started, bro. Don't even get me fucking started.
What we talking, bronze? He yells at all teammates, bro.
Sounds like you're in copper, son.
He insults everybody as soon as they load in.
That's how you got to get them going to perform.
Yeah, bro, I'm fucking lighting that fucking fire in them, bro. Just trying to get just picking up, bro. You're making them quit,
bro.
As long
as little kids.
This is my, I actually had a little kid in my game yesterday who was not doing well, and I didn't chew him out, but he didn't talk the whole game, right? And this guy was complaining, as they do, about heels, and then this little kid finally said something, and he goes, oh my god, a kid? Oh, that's why we're fucking losing. And I'm like, dude, chill out. Like, he's learning, he's a kid, he's gonna be better than us in like a couple months, like, yeah, don't worry about it. But it's crazy because, and then that's something I think about too. I'm over here 30 and I'm playing with like fucking 10, 12 year olds, you know. But the funny thing too about, for me, the reason why that doesn't bother me that much is, so I grew up playing video games, right? And I remember when Xbox Live became a thing and playing Halo 2 live.
Yeah,
and
bro.
When my mics became a thing, you know, you could talk to your teammates. I'll never forget this man. This man was such a big influence in my life. As a kid, I didn't see anything wrong with it. As an older man now, I'm kind of like, why was this 30-year-old playing with a 12-year-old and like giving him life advice? You know what I mean? Like, was he trying to be my father? Like, what was going on here? But there's this man, his name was Roger, and he would always game with me. I was like a little kid. I was playing Halo. I was really, really good at Halo. Like, honestly, I used to play in MLG and all that shit, trying to trying to go pro. The only thing that stopped me from going pro in gaming was my parents. Like, I got invited to like one of the fucking first in-person like Halo 2 fucking competitions.
Yeah.
And my parents would not let me go. I fucking fought with them and cried, and because my parents are not, my dad is Chicano, like LA Mexican, like super, like,
yeah.
You know, like, what is a video game, fool? I don't know. Like, what's, you know what I mean? Like that kind of Mexican. Mm-hmm. And then my mom is super, like, you know, born in Guasave, Sinaloa, like super Hispanic, Catholic, you know, or Christian now, but like super religious. Like, you shouldn't be mijo, you shouldn't be staring at the screen so long. It's bad for your eyes. And what would God think about that? You know what I mean? Like that type of shit. But so they didn't understand video games at all. But I really think, like, if they would have let me, like go to that competition, I could have possibly, like, been really even deeper into this, like, gaming world. Because I've always played video games. I love them. And I just, you know, life happens, though, you know. And I got a kid. I got a lady who doesn't like video games. I got, you know, all these fucking barriers I'm trying
I don't think any woman likes video games.
Oh no.
Unless they play them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's just they play them. That's
mine hates it too. She always gives me shit for being on my computer playing, and we don't do nothing. Argument, and I'm like, right? You don't do nothing. I'm doing a bunch. I'm saying
I have a hobby.
Yeah.
Right. That's I accidentally said that in arguing. I'm like, don't be mad at me because I got a hobby. And she's like, what? And I was like, oh. Never mind.
R.I.P.
You got hobbies. I mean, you know, you like to walk outside and stuff, I guess. Like, that's a hobby. But no, yeah, it is harder the older you get to find the time, unless you are in the world, you know. Like, mm-hmm. I think I was watching a clip about Valkyrie talking about how she doesn't feel 30 or 30, whatever she is now, because she's in the gaming industry and she's surrounded by people who are younger and she's like not outside as often and da 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 da. And I think it's true because I feel like I'm 25 right now, even though I'm 30.
Yeah.
And I don't feel my age at all, you know, especially when I'm sitting there playing with 12-year-olds and shit. But it's gaming has changed the world and just like how people interact with each other. So I think it, in that sense, it changes you, you know. And I feel like 30 is the new 20, if you ask me, or at least 25. 30 is the new 25.
Yeah.
But nah, man, Marvel Rivals has been great. I was like literally like 10 points away from hitting GM1 on season zero, but I had to go to work and it was like 2 a.m. and I had to leave for work the next early morning. And I'm like, I can't play. If I play and I actually lose, then I'm just going to like go until I'm not getting off until I leave to work, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm kind of addicted to that game. But it's good, man. Fuck
no. I would have called in, bro. I would have been like, hey, I got some shit that's going down right now. You know, bro? I don't know, man.
Blame it on the baby or something.
Yeah, dude, for real. What the fuck?
My baby did urgent care last night. I don't know. But
all right, let's try this. Basan, guess how many hours Seder has on Marvel Rivals
right now?
One guess. By the way, he's like talking about answer. Marvel Rivals and like one how guess. He wants to be GM. If I have one guess, it'd probably be, this is gonna be the exact number, right? All right. It's gonna be
wait. If it's not,
then what's gonna happen? What's up?
You tell me.
Well, how many hours do you... Okay, well, let me answer mine, and I want to know your guess too, Sega, because you don't even know your hours on the actual
I don't.
Game. So I'm going to assume it's 1,097.
No. Okay. What about you, Sega?
I got it. What do I think? If you think I have 1,000, I think you probably have like 300, maybe 200.
Shit, dog.
If you think I have 1,000.
Hold on. I don't know.
I have mine. I found mine.
Yeah. I got yours. I don't have Basan's.
Bro, mine is not even much, bro.
No?
Nah, dude. I have. When was the last time?
I just realized Joey? I don't have you as a friend on Steam, bro.
Damn. Like, you see? You. Like, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
You see, this is the thing, bro. Like,
we have a podcast. That's exactly what I want to know.
Don't fucking throw this on me, Basan. Don't throw this on me, bro. Here, let me send you my friend code so you can add me. Since Basan doesn't add anybody, bro.
Bro, that's
he got 5M, bro. He got on once on 5M and never got back on, bro.
That's crazy. 5M ain't for everybody, though. I'll tell you that much.
But it's fun.
He was hyping it up.
Bro, it's a lot of fun, bro. I fuck with their heart.
Then what's going on here?
He's bro, just, I can't. He's Basan. We call him Fake Son, bro. He's just.
Fake Son?
Flake Son.
Flake Son?
Yeah, he just flakes.
But I guarantee you, bro, you don't even have Marvel Rivals downloaded, bro.
I have the green play button right now, brother.
I'm already on it right now, bro.
That's damn. Crazy.
Are we going to hop on for a game or what?
We're going to hop on for a game while we talk?
Imagine.
Yeah, that's right. Actually not a bad idea, bro. Just getting around in so I can yell.
Gotcha.
We're trying to focus and shit.
So you were off by a lot, Basan.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. I sent you my friend code so you can add me so I can see what yours is. But you
got to remember, I have a kid and I got lady's pregnant. So I have two kids, technically.
Yeah, this meant. So you said 1,000, right? How much did you say?
1,097.
I'll let him, with the new information, I'll give you a second guess.
Okay, with that new information, I would say 550.
550? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You still high, brother. I'm
still high, dude. There's
still
no
high, point. Brother.
Bro, if you're 10 off from fucking GM and you have like less than 5, that is insane, bro. That is insane.
I have more than 5 hours for sure, but it's
no 500.
Oh, five. Yes, I have less 500. Yeah, it's because I'm like again, no ego.
Here we go. Here we go, bro. It's all ego, bro. It's all fucking ego, brother.
What's gonna sound like ego right now is I solo queue, so like that's even harder to do in Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, you see, bro. I can't do that, bro. Like playing like competitive games like Rainbow Six, Overwatch, and stuff like that. I can't do like that single.
There has to be a certain game. So like. For any other game, like Valorant, I can't solo queue. CS2, I cannot solo queue. Probably solo queue some CS2, but not like with the competitive dream of like hitting top, you know, whatever.
No, yeah.
But like, I there's a lot of games where I can't solo queue either. So I feel you on that. But Marvel Rivals is a game that I just, because I played a lot of Overwatch when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I was a GM tank and support in Overwatch when it came out. Mm-hmm. But that's on console, you know, that wasn't on PC. So at the time, I felt good about myself. But knowing now what I know about how fucking different the skill is.
Yeah.
Like, I know console GM is nothing to really flex about. But because I had the passion of the game at that time, it's like, it's very similar to the early stages of Overwatch. So that's why I've been enjoying it. But
how many hours did you say, Seda, for Basan?
I said 300.
All right, you don't have to scale that shit down a lot, bro.
I do. I get a second one,
right?
Yeah. Go.
50 hours.
Nah, it's still high.
Yeah, it's still high.
20 hours?
It's still less high, than that, bro.
Damn, 10 hours?
Still less than high, that, bro.
1 hour?
Nah,
it's more than that.
6 hours.
Less.
Half of that.
3 hours?
Three hours, bro. And he's hyping it up, brother.
That's crazy, bro.
That's wild. Crazy.
It's because, bro, that
you are fake, bro.
I'm using my alt account, bro. It's my alt account, bro.
Yeah, that's the alt. I actually have an alt account too, actually, now I think about it.
But I
oh, by the Rainbow, way, Basan, Manny is at 172 hours.
Really, bro?
Yeah. I hit GM, or I hit the 10 before GM. I did that in 10 hours of competitive play.
Shit.
Yeah.
But you know who's really, really liking Marvel Rivals a lot?
Is it Yeti?
No. Form.
Really?
Yeah, he's at 162.
I haven't been able to keep up with Form just because every time he streams, I'm working or I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, he's at 162. He plays a lot of American Truck Simulator, though. Let me tell you, for not being American,
that is
he got 404 hours.
Hey, but that game goes kind of hard, bro.
I haven't played it, bro.
Hey, is he? I fuck with it.
Is it,
bro? But
so just become a trucker.
If
at
I
that
look
point.
At your shit right now, Basan, and you have like fucking 3 hours on it, bro, I'm
like
checking you
bro,
as of right
check,
now, bro.
Check.
He's like, I love this game. I got 2 hours on it. It's fucking
bro,
crazy.
I fucking dress up for it too, bro.
Put your hat on and shit.
This man has 17 hours on this.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's almost a day, right?
God. And that was straight, bro. Straight trucking, bro. I didn't stop.
I mean, I believe it, but.
That's against the law, bro.
Hours on Counter-Strike 2, brother.
Oh, bro, come on now.
See how much do you have on CS2?
I don't have a lot, bro.
Throw it yes.
You said a lot, but now with these 17s and 3s, I'm like, a lot is probably like 30 hours.
Nah, he's definitely not more than that on Counter-Strike.
Okay, let's see. I wonder what my top game is, but let's say 100.
Nah, he got more than that.
300.
This man has more fucking hours played on Wallpaper Engine than Marvel Rivals and American Short Story. Masan, right. Sit the fuck down, bro.
Oh yeah, bro.
That's funny, dude.
God damn, dude.
I wonder what my. I think my highest is Apex Legends right now.
It probably is.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you have 1,049 hours on Apex.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I need to delete that shit, bro.
I did. I don't even. I haven't played that shit.
Let me see. 1,049 hours on Apex is crazy.
Last time played March 3rd, 2024, and I probably played it just for like one game and then got off. That game died, bro. That game is just not good anymore.
I've never heard of Z1 Battle Royale.
Z1? That's H1Z1.
Yeah.
That was the game, bro.
I've never heard of
that. That one's a new one, though. That one's the other one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I've never heard of that one. I've heard of H1Z1, and I played it. I've never played Z1 Battle Royale. It's like a PUBG version of it.
Well, that's the thing. The guy who created this game went and created PUBG.
Yeah,
the same creator, but technically H1 was first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
H1 was the first battle royale that
You hyped up Destiny 2 a lot for 149 hours, say.
Who? Me? I didn't hype up Destiny 2.
You were on that. You were getting mad at me because I wasn't getting on it, brother.
I was mad because you're like, I'm a D2 player now. I'm like, all right, let me get into D2. And then you fucking dip, and I'm like, what just happened? This man told me to play D2 with him, and he's gone.
Bro. D2 was not it, bro. It was just fucking D1, bro. Dude,
I mean, D1 was lit, but D2 was fun.
I played the... I think like a couple of missions of like the single player, what like the campaign, I guess, whatever.
Well, that's why you're playing the single player, bro.
No, it's bro. Boring. Like, I mean, you still gotta do it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You still gotta like level up and shit. But fuck that, dude.
It's how they like lock the dungeons behind it too. I think like you have to complete the campaign in order to do the dungeon or something.
30 hours on POW World is crazy.
POW? Who? Me?
Yeah.
I wonder how much time I got on WoW. That's what I really want to know. I'm a WoW gamer. I'm a dad. As soon as I became a dad, I got back into WoW, bro. It's been long.
I bet, bro.
Like, it's the only game I could play where, like, at a moment's notice, I can stop playing it to go help with the baby or something, you know?
See, I've never gotten into it, bro. I tried it.
I've been wanting to.
Good. I love it. It's a good chill game, bro. It's the original MMORPG. It's like... You do dungeons, you do quests, you know, you...
But I heard, like, if you die, like, you're dead. Like, you lose everything.
That's if you play hardcore. That's if you play hardcore. And that's classic. So if you play hardcore classic, it's fun too. But yeah, if you die, then you lose everything. So there's retail and classic right now. Because for whatever reason, WoW's like, let's re-release the original game, like, with... today's standards. It was really weird. It's fun though, so it works. But so there's retail, which is today's like current like storyline, and then there's classic, which is them reliving the past but like in order. So so the classic is the one that has hardcore. I don't think retail has hardcore. I don't think it does. But I play retail. I did try hardcore for a while, but just like you said, if I died, it's just all my progress is gone. And as a dad gamer, that fucking sucks because, you know, I can't to start all over to get to 60. It takes a long time. It's That's a crazy. Game. It's a game for like single men. I feel like hardcore is retail. It, like you can literally like be in the middle of something and then walk away for like an hour or two and then come back and just continue what you were doing. Unless you're in a dungeon. If you're in a dungeon and you're with a team, then you're kind of pissing off the team. you probably they'll probably all leave by the first 10 minutes of you missing.
But no shit.
It's fun. I mean, you do dungeons. It's one of those games where it's like it gives you tasks, you complete them, you feel good about yourself because you're completing tasks, you know. You grow your character super strong, you get cool looking armor, you collect a lot of transmogs and looks, and you can be a dungeon M plus pusher. So like dungeons have levels to them. So like you can push to complete the highest level dungeon you can. And if you do, you get on a leaderboard and it looks cool, and you can do the raid. It's just, there's a lot to it that's fun. And like you can go at your own pace and how you want to play the game. If you're more into story and the lore and all that, you can play the campaigns. Like if you're more competitive, you can do the M plus. It's fun. But it's not for everybody because it's not a shooter. I feel like shooters are what's really in right now, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But Marvel Rivals is definitely the game that got me right now. Everyone keeps trying to get me to play Deadlock and other EFT, and I'm like, nah, you guys go ahead. I'll play Marvel Rivals by myself. Like, I can genuinely solo queue it. I can play quick play. That's how I know I like a game. If I could play it's like non-ranked mode and have a good time, then I know I like a game.
But damn, bro, EFT, that's crazy, bro. Dude, I bought the fucking game. No, I haven't touched it.
Like, bro, me and John bought the game. We played one like level or one round or whatever the fuck you want, extraction, whatever.
Yeah.
Never touched it again.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
It's
that
not game bad. It sucks when you die, I'll tell you that much, but it's funny. Like I've had some funny deaths in that game where I fucking essentially kill myself.
See, that's what we gotta do, bro. We gotta get back into it. Actually, no, I say that, bro. I'm not gonna get back into it. Yeah, when I'm paying for a game like 5M, bro, I'm just gonna stick to 5M.
Yeah, that's another thing with WoW, you pay monthly. So I think that's another reason why people stick with it. And then two though, if you earn enough gold in a month, you can actually buy another month in game.
So holy shit, that's fucking badass.
So if you grind the game enough and you earn enough gold, you can buy another month. So that's why some people don't pay for it at all and they just grind the game. So there's a possibility of you not having to pay for it monthly. But if you don't,
it's on Blizzard, right?
Yeah, it's on Blizzard.
Yeah. Well, how bad is like the grind for it? Like how much gold are we talking about?
It's a good amount. You really gotta grind like for gold. But that's the cool thing is you have jobs. So like with WoW, there's multiple ways to earn gold. You earn gold through quest, you earn gold through like daily quests. So these quests that you get every day, which is like go here, kill 20 fucking raptors. Okay, you kill 20 raptors, bam, it's a daily quest. Or and then there's world quest, which is like I think those are more on a refresh. So every week there's this quest and it's kind of similar. Go to this area, kill this guy, you get a gift and 20,000 gold, you know, or 10K gold, whatever. So there's a lot of different ways to earn gold just doing quest. And then there's campaign. So like if you haven't finished campaign, you earn money through finishing the campaign. And then the best one of all is the jobs. So you can be a tailor, a blacksmith, a jewel crafter. You can enhance fucking shit. So like essentially you have a job, and in order to play the game, you do need these people who have these jobs to make you things. So someone will put out like a request like, oh, I need this leather belt made. So I need a leather worker to make it. And then bam, they offer you gold for that, you know, like, oh, blah, blah. And then there's gold farms. Like you can just sell the material. So like if you're a miner, you just mine shit whenever you see it, and then you sell it on the market and then people buy it. So there's like multiple ways to earn gold. But it's a grind, you know, because you have you have to go mine the fucking shit. You have to go do the quest. You have to go do the things to earn the gold, you know. So it's possible. It's just, and then two, the Mythic Plus. That's the other one I forgot. You can put, while you're pushing keys, you earn gold and shit. So it's like you earn money doing that too. So there's multiple ways to earn money. That's why it's been around for so long. Like some people talk shit about WoW and like, oh, it's boring or whatever. It's just not ADHD fucking brain rot in your face, you know, type of game, you know, where you're foaming out of your mouth. It's just a chill game. That's why I say it's like a dad game, because it's so it's just chill, it's smooth, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I've never played it. I downloaded it at one point. I was gonna try it. I never did.
You can try it for free up to level 20, but to be honest, the game doesn't really start until you hit level 60. So, but I mean, if you just want to, if you just want to taste it a little bit, you can still do dungeons and stuff like that.
We'll see in the future. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a good game. I like MMORPGs. I've played those for a while. I used to play RuneScape when I was younger, and oh, I played WoW at one point, but then I stopped playing WoW because I don't even remember, and then I recently, I want to say last year, started playing it again.
No shit.
Yeah. But I'm not grinding it, because now I grind Marvel Rivals. I just hop on, do my dailies once a week, and then just fucking log into Marvel Rivals.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm down to hop on Marvel Rivals at one point, see if we get some games in.
I'm down. It's, like I said, it's, I can play quick play and still have a good time. If you're a competitive player, you'll want to play comp mode just because people try harder.
Lead, bro.
Really? I don't know. I've never understood your love for League. I don't know why. I've never been able to really commit to that game. I could play it, but I just couldn't. I don't think I could ever commit to it.
There's too much, bro. There's too much going on. I tried giving it a shot, bro, and it's just like, fuck. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's, the thing is, you gotta play with people, bro. Like that's the same thing with John. John will play it, but he hates playing with just like me. He has to, like, whenever Mason's online, we'll play, and like you're chilling. You're playing with like everybody's in their own lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's doing what makes it interesting. Like if you have a 5-man group and you're just playing quick play, like you don't even have to go into ranked. Just go into quick play. Normal draft or whatever, and you're having a good time.
Having a good time.
Just fucking around. I don't know. Yeah.
So when I travel for work, I want to build a small PC, but
why don't you do TFT?
That's what I was about to say. So I have a MacBook, right? And I want to build a small PC, but I'm just missing a graphics card. Until then, I just have my MacBook. So I can play WoW on my MacBook, and I can play League on my MacBook, actually. But I just always find myself just rather playing WoW than League, just because I did try to play it solo queue, but I'm a top laner now, and like it's just boring, like because I'm by myself.
Yeah,
I'm
you're on an island. Myself. There's a reason they call that lane the island.
Yeah, it's just boring. So that's why I haven't really been able to log into League as much as I would like to, because I did try to get back into it just for the simple fact that I had a MacBook, you know.
And League's lit. I fucked with League. But you should try TFT. I mean, that's something that's a little more, I wouldn't say slower paced, but it's definitely not League. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've played a few games of it when it first came out. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I really want to build this other PC so I can fucking play Marvel Rivals when I travel.
Yeah. No, I've been actually debating on getting something like that too, having a little mini PC or something so I could fucking have at work, bro. I hate Surface Pro for everything. I can't do shit.
Yeah, I found a small case. Like the PC that I'm planning to build is 3.3 liters, so it's tiny.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it could fit a 4060 in it. You can. There's one that's a little higher at 5 liters, and you can put like a 4080 in it or a 4070 actually. So I might build that one instead. But I just need to figure out what graphics card I want. But right now money's a little tight, so I'm waiting to grab that, but I want to grab a graphics card. I have a motherboard. I have literally everything besides a fucking graphics card.
No shit.
Yeah. But once I do, bro, you're going to find me on fucking hotel Wi-Fi in Kansas City.
That's crazy.
I'm playing Marvel Rivals, bro, raging and shit because I'm lagging. But hey, at least I get to play.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah, because when I travel, I'd be too, bro. I just be in the hotel, bro. I'm not doing anything. I've already seen every city. I've already walked around. I've already sightseen. So, like, I'll be in a city for, like, 15 hours, and I'm in the hotel room just chilling by myself for fucking 15 hours, you know? So,
yeah,
that's why I want to build this mini PC so I can actually play the games I want to play and not just be forced to play either WoW or League.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, it's chilling. I think try TFT, give it a shot. Play with me and John, bro.
That one I can play, bro. That one I like. Nah, that was like, actually a lot of fun, bro. I downloaded it on my fucking phone, bro. Because
how many hours, bro? How many hours?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you, bro.
I'll tell you right now. I could see it.
It's about 3 hours, bro.
Yeah, for real. 30 minutes and 10 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
Love it.
Actually, that's a good question. I wonder if I could see that.
What phone? So that you play that on your phone?
Yeah, I play it on my phone. You can play it on your phone. Yeah.
What other games do you guys play on your phone? Because I have, right now, I've been playing that new Pokemon game, the trading card game.
Wait, what?
Which one?
There's a new one. You guys didn't know?
Nah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Put me on, bro. Let me see.
Bro, that's wild.
The TCG Pocket?
Yes. You can battle, bro. You're not really? You want to be the very best?
I mean, I already am, bro.
The best that ever was? I don't think
I already am. Bro. I already got. Hey, bro, as soon as I pulled the Lugia alt art that one time in stream, bro, I was done. I am officially the GOAT. Ash ain't got nothing on me, bro.
Are you still doing the pack open business?
Nah. That was tough, bro. That was tough.
The trading card, yeah, trading card game pocket, whatever. Yeah, it's basically you get.
Honestly, I just played TFT on my phone. I have Clash Royale, but I haven't played that shit in forever.
I don't know. I've been looking for a phone game, but this has been sufficing enough. But it's you just collect cards, bro, and then you can battle with those cards.
Do I have to buy the packs?
No, you can earn them through like missions. Like right now, I got a mess spirit. I got a mess spirit fucking art.
I might. Can I add packs? I probably still have a lot of like
You can pay for packs, but you can't add like packs that are from real life, if that makes sense.
Okay. I could add all my fucking. I kept all the cards from the packs that had all the good shit.
Yeah. Hold on to them, bro. You never know. $100,000 one day or $10,000 one day.
For real.
Oh, no. I sold all my cards, bro.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I'm holding on to my.
$1,800.
I have a fucking. It was worth $30 when the pack first came out. I don't even know what it's worth anymore, but fuck, I forgot what it's called. I don't remember, but I have a good card sitting in a fucking container somewhere.
I should have kept my graded cards. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah. With this one, you get two free packs a day. You can do battles where you earn the currency to get more packs, and then just logging in, you get that currency. So like there's ways to get free packs throughout the day essentially. And then you can also sign up for their gold. It's like a battle pass thing where you every month you pay, or I guess it's not battle pass because you're paying monthly, but you pay like I don't even know how much it is, $5 a month, and then you can get two more packs. So I think you get four packs a day. And then you get like other little benefits of being a gold member. But I'm just doing the free fucking version because it's nice.
That's another thing too. I need to get back into and finish, bro. I gotta finish my fucking Scarlet and Violet. I haven't played the update, the new update, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I haven't. The DLC. I played like the first like one mission and never touched it again.
I haven't played any of that. Like that, I have a Switch, but I haven't touched any kind of Pokemon in a while. Actually,
Chella's really big into it.
Yeah, she loves Pokemon.
Yeah.
She's been playing Marvel Rivals too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's great, man. She's doing her thing. She's been streaming more. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. She's got a boyfriend.
This fucking guy's playing Marvel Rivals, bro.
Chody?
No, John.
Is he? Oh, yeah. He's online with Chody and Fernie.
Fucking loser.
That's funny. Didn't even invite you.
Here you go. Here you go. My first pack.
Nah, bro, I'm making my character right now. Or I'm not my character. I'm changing my name.
Yeah. That's what I did right now. Trace, why the fuck do I have to do it legit, bro? Yeah, okay, I got a little Charmander, a little Staryu. What I an executor, bro? Nah, bro. Get this shit the fuck out of here. Ain't no way I got this fuck shit, bro. There's no way.
Which type of pack did you open? The space?
No, I opened up the one with swipe up on the cards to register them. Okay.
Oh, the genetic.
Yeah.
The higher level you become, the more packs you can open.
Oh, no shit.
Like different packs, I mean. Like not more two than two, but like different promo packs, I guess you say.
Yeah. How do I? Okay, next. Okay. This is chilling. So I have kind of a mission. Okay, complete. Hey, bro, if I get hooked, brother.
Yeah, it's, I know, bro.
It's free, bro. Let's get hooked. Two a day.
Oh no, dude. No, I can't do the free shit, bro.
I'm the same way, bro. I'm literally the same gold? Fucking way.
Yeah,
I'll end up free, bro. The only thing I've ever paid for is fucking WoW.
Nah, bro. That's
because of MacBook. If I didn't have a MacBook, I probably would have never got back into WoW. I'm gonna be honest. But I'm enjoying this one, bro.
What I get? Nah, I'm bad. I need a shit. That's the thing I hate about cards, bro. Like every time I was when I was doing the fucking
yeah,
the card openings, bro. I had to have a fucking good card pull up. If I didn't, I'd open up another one or go buy more. It's that feeling, bro, when you pull something like good, just
you want it.
A wonder pick.
I got some good picks. I got a Mewtwo EX already. I got a Charizard EX. I got a Snorlax EX. I got a bunch of EXs. I even got a fucking, from the Space Time pack, I already got a fucking Dialga.
Nice.
Yeah, Dialga EX. Fucking.
No, that's a good game. It looks good. I mean, I'll end up playing at the best.
Level fucking two, but we're locked in right now, bro.
Bro, I already have 100 cards, bro.
Jesus Christ.
I bought like 20 packs.
Jesus. Damn.
Hey, bro, the income hit, bro. I'm just vibing, you know?
Dang, bro. Now that you're not paying for the order, or what?
Pretty much, bro. Ever since I stopped paying for the order, I just been milking in the money, bro.
Fucking fixing up the house. Especially
now with all the acting pay I've been getting at work, too. It's just nonstop, bro.
Jeez. How's work been out there? Nothing crazy?
Nah, bro. It's been slow. Me and Basan are at different stations, but it's been kind of slow. We haven't really... To be honest, what we haven't had in a while, Basan, we haven't had a burner.
I know, we're fucking... I haven't had a structure. We're past due, bro. Like, past due. Like, bad.
It's gonna end up being something major too, like a warehouse or some shit.
It's fucking cooking right now, bro.
Yeah, I haven't had a fire in a while.
Did you guys go to California to help, dude?
Nah. Damn. They don't deploy us, bro. Our department isn't a part of that.
I know, but I was flying and I was flying a lot of firefighters around.
Yeah, our area sent one department, which was far. They're the only ones that went out there.
It was bad. It was bad, dude.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
People fucking... Some of the homes... Luckily, all my family wasn't in that area, but I had some family friends who were, and dude, their houses got destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. Well, hopefully things calm down. I know they already got everything contained, but I know that's like it's not even a season anymore. It's just year round over there.
Oh yeah, for real. It's because of the dryness, and then like I grew growing up out there. I remember there was a fire like just randomly all the time. So I don't know. It's always wildland though. It's always wildland fires.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like the meth heads cooking in the fucking woods, and then
hell yeah, shit
blows up most likely.
The Basans, bro.
Shit.
How's it going? Nah, that's chilling. It's been slow, man, honestly, at work. It hasn't really been that busy.
It's been too crazy.
Yeah, it's been chill. But how's work with you? How's that been?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
The last one, flight attendant.
It's been good. I mean, there was that craziness happening on, I don't even know if you heard, with the Alaska stuff going on, the helicopter that hit the flight, and then... another like smaller carrier hit the pilot must have just passed out or something, and he fucking flew into the floor in Philadelphia. And then nobody heard about this one, and I get it because it's not like some big accident, but there's this the rampers that are down below. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those like big carts that move the planes into the gates.
Oh, those, yeah,
big, like they're like long and short or whatever. Mm-hmm. this guy who worked for American for 41 years, somebody ran him over with one of those.
Like, no shit.
Nah, like, bro.
Completely. He was tying his shoe, and I guess the person didn't see him or whatever, and he ran him over.
And damn. Dead.
No, and it's that one's crazy to me, you know. But that one is, you know, that happened the day before the Philadelphia crash. So,
oh, so that's probably why too.
Yeah,
yeah, it probably just went under the radar because you know the other one was bigger. But yeah, man, it's work, bro. It's the easiest job I've ever had, and I don't know.
You think you can do it, Basan?
It depends, bro. Like, so that's what I was gonna ask. Like, wherever you go, I mean, they obviously pay for your hotel and stuff like that.
So yes, hotel is paid for, not food. So, and it all depends. So like, if I'm at a place for 18 hours, they'll put me in a nice hotel in downtown like area, so I can walk around, I can enjoy the area. It's not like you're just by the airport. But if you get a shorter one, which is like 10 to 12, maybe 13 hours, they'll put you like right near the airport because it's shorter. If you want to sleep 8 hours, you really only got like 4 hours there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all depending on how much time you have at a place. The job is easy, man. Like, yeah, like you just literally, you just deal with people. That's your job, is to deal with people. Sometimes you get crazies. Like, I had to put a guy in a headlock once. Sometimes you're a fucking paramedic and, you know, someone's passing out, someone has a seizure, or, you know, I had an old lady die on a plane once. So like you're not a paramedic because I'm not licensed in the only thing I'm licensed in is first aid and CPR.
Yeah.
And like a first aid is, I don't even know what's in a first aid kit. You know what I mean? Like they just say like, hey, this is a first aid kit. This is what's in it. Here's your certification. You are now first aid certified, but we're not like upkept on it. You know, used everything in a first aid kit. You know, we're not taught any of that shit, but I mean, it's probably because the company could save money that way, you know, but yeah, like I said, I put people in hell. I'm a bodyguard / paramedic / you know, customer service person. Like, I take care of people, but for the most part, it's easy.
Jack of all trades, bro.
Yeah,
that stuff doesn't happen. That stuff doesn't happen all the time. You know what I mean? Someone's not always rushing the flight deck door. Someone's not always passing out. So for the most part, it's just customer service, bro. And I've worked in customer service, you know, since I was 15. I mean, shit, 7. I had my own lawn mowing business when I was 7. I'd go around and ask people if I can mow their lawns. But I've always been good with talking with people. So it's literally just people come on the plane. Hey, how you doing? Where are you going? Oh, vacation? Sick. Yeah, what is it? What do you do for work? Blah, 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 blah. You know, serve them, you know, water or whatever it may be. And then, or coffee, soda. We land. They get off the plane. I pick up after them. Boom, next one. Boom, next one. All right, I'm done. I'm in a hotel for 18 hours. Cool. The thing about the job that, which is makes it not for everyone, is it's a very lonely job. So if you're not okay with being alone, if you're not okay with, like, if you get homesick very easy, you're not gonna like the job. Or if you don't have thick skin, because anytime something goes wrong, they choose you. Like, one time we had like a 5-hour delay, and this old gentleman came up to me and he's like, "What is your name?" I'm like, "It's Manny. What's going on, sir? Can I help you?" And he's like, "This is all your fault." And I'm like, "What?" Like, "We're delayed. It's all, you guys don't want to work." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Sir, I don't fly the plane." And he just kept, I could tell he was just going off on me to go off on someone. So I just was like, "Okay, sir. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, here's the website. You go ahead. Yep. There's the customer service thing. You write a report about what you feel and everything. You can write my name down." I never heard anything about it. You know, you never hear anything about. I mean, obviously, if it was something crazy, then I would hear about, like, "Oh, Manny, we have this letter about you." But for the most part, whenever the company gets those kind of letters, they just know, like, "Oh, it's just someone who's angry." There was this one time, though, it was super funny. It was the first time I've ever laughed at a passenger. So I'm in the back of the plane. And so, essentially, I don't want to name my airline, but at my airline, whenever people get off the plane, so whenever we deplane, land somewhere, we have to pick up after you guys, like trash and stuff like that. Not every airline does this, only like a select few do. And then, again, it's another way for the airline to save money, so they don't have to hire cleaners. But essentially, I was working in the back of the plane. We had a full plane, and like as people are leaving, once they finally the back row start leaving, that's when I'm able to like start cleaning. So I'm like bending over, you know, picking up people's trash. And as I'm bending over, going from row to row, like from the back to the front, I just hear, "You don't know how to do your job." And I'm just like, oh man, I wonder who he's talking to. Cause I'm like I said, I'm like bent over, reaching under seats, picking up people's like napkins they throw on the floor and shit. Which, by the way, if you ever fly, pick up after yourself, please.
Oh, dude, of course,
they,
bro.
They go around with trash can the whole flight. You know, don't just throw your shit on the floor. Like, I hate when people.
Nah, I throw everything underneath the seat.
Yeah, you're the worst, bro. anyways, I just hear like, "You don't know how to do your job," and I'm like, man, who's this guy talking to? He must be on the phone or something. And I'm like cleaning, I'm ignoring this voice that I'm hearing, because it's not like right in front of me. It's like I want to say like 6-7 rows up from where I'm at. So yeah. I'm like, you're going to act like you don't hear me. And I'm just like, is he talking to me? And I like, I like peek my head over the seats and he's looking at me and I'm just like looking around and I'm like, "Sir, is there something wrong?" And he goes, "Oh, you're going to act like you don't know." And I'm like, is something like, "Sir, what's going on here? Are you okay?
Oh, hope I don't end up with you on a flight, bro.
Do you need assistance or something?" And he's like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't know how to do your job. You're a horrible human being." And I'm like, "Sir, what's the problem? What is the problem? What can I help you with?" "Oh, okay. So you didn't see this old lady." And I'm like, "What? There's nobody there anymore, by the way." "Mm-hmm. There was an old lady sitting across from me, and she was having a hard time taking her bag down. You're telling me you didn't see her?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Sir, there's like, it was a full flight. There were so many people between us. I like everyone's standing up to get off the plane. I never saw this lady." And he goes, "Oh, so you don't know how to do your job. You're not paying attention to who comes on the flight." And I'm like, "Sir, I'm in the back of the plane. I don't see when people come on. That's the person in the front. The front person is the one who eyes everybody who comes on board." And he was just like, I didn't want to argue with him. So I just was like, "You know what, sir?" Then this is the fun part, is when you kill them with kindness and they start like melting. I was like, in my head, I was saying all that stuff about like, "Dude, you could have did it." I'm like yelling at him in my head. I'm like, you're like 30 years old. You're like 40. Pick up the fucking bag. Like, in my head, I'm yelling at him. But out on the outside, I'm like, "You know what, sir? You're right. I totally missed the mark today. You know, I'll try to do better next time." And he goes, "Oh, next time? You think she's going to fly with your airline this time or next time?" And I just like, "You know what? You're right. She may never fly with us again. And I'm so sorry that I lost us another customer. You know what, sir? I'm so sorry. I will try to do better next time." "Oh, do better? You're going to do better." I'm like, yeah, he started getting madder. And I'm all like, "You have a great day, sir. You have a good day. Do you need help? Do I need to help you with your bag, sir?" And he's all like, oh, do I need help? Oh, now you want to help." And I'm like, he was just like yelling at everything. He would repeat what I say to him and just yell it back to me. And I was just like, "Have a great day, sir." And he goes, "Oh, what's your name?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Manny. Do you want to write a report, sir? Go to southwest.com. Oh, fuck. I just gave it away. But anyways, go to southwest.com. You know, go ahead and write a report about this. I'm sure they'll be able to, you know, reprimand me or like punish me or give you what you need to feel better about the situation." And he's just like, nobody's on the plane anymore, by the way. He's the last person. The other people who work in the front are like walking to the back like, "What's going on? Like, why is this guy still on the plane?" And then he like finally just gets off, and I was just like laughing like at the situation. I was like, "This guy's psychotic. There's something wrong with this guy." But you get a lot of personality.
You better hope I never fly with you, bro.
Bro,
I'm gonna be the worst.
I already know you're going to ask for free alcohol, motherfucker.
That too, but I'm going to be the worst, bro. The absolute worst.
Just fucking.
When you're walking down the middle of the aisle, I'm going to trip you, watch your legs. Yeah.
No, the worst one is the people who bring the kids on. They bring their kids on, which I don't mind kids, but they like give them their snacks that they bring, right? And then they let them drop them on the floor, and then they let them stomp the yard on top of them. Because then I got to fucking break out the vacuum. You mean, like, it's like a whole, like, why are you? Pick up after your kid, you know?
Yeah.
Or another worst one is when they change their baby in the fucking aisle or in their like row, and then they put the diaper in the backseat pocket. I'm like, "What the fuck, lady? Like, come on."
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Or peeing here. Like, why are you just putting this random diaper in a backseat pocket, bro? Somebody was clipping their toenails on a flight, bro. It's just, I don't understand people. Like, you see a lot of different personalities in this career, bro. It is insane. Like, the clipping the nail one, I just looked at the lady. I'm like, "Ma'am, are you clipping your nails? And she's like, yeah, I'm clipping them. It's like, I'll pick up the nails when I'm done. I'm like, no, like when you clip your nails, they go all over the place. You probably have some nails in somebody's bag on the floor, or you hit somebody. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need to clip my nails. I'm like, ma'am, you cannot do that. I will have customer service meet you when we land. And she just like gave me a big old scoff, like I'm telling her she can't fucking sit straight, you know what I mean? Or like she can't wear a seat back or something. And I'm like, what is wrong with people? This is like, to think that you can just put your foot on the back of somebody else's armrest. Couldn't you imagine you're sitting in front of her and you just look back and there's toes on your fucking armrest?
Yeah, she's hell like, no.
Looking at you while
nah, bro. Them. But when she clips it, one of them just pops up and lands on you, bro. Oh,
land dude, it hit, yeah. Slaps you on the cheek or something,
bro. I'm done. Bro. I'm
it's swinging. Fucking insane, bro. I also had to break up a fight between these two guys. It was fucking. I never knew I was ready for like parenthood, like being a father, until this job. Because there's these two grown ass men, bro. Grown ass. It's a full flight. Well, it's there's like a few empty seats, so it ended up working out. But essentially, these guys were sitting next to each other, like three, because it's three to a row. The one in the middle was like a pretty big guy. I'm not gonna lie, his fat was definitely like on top of the armrest, not on the other side of the armrest, but his fat was like on top of the armrest. And then there's this skinny little white dude next to him, and I'm like, I'm in the back of the plane again, and the other flight attendant comes up to me and says, Manny, I need your help. These two guys are fighting. She's like a small little white lady. So I was like, okay, I'll come help you. So I go over there. I'm like, excuse me, gentlemen, what seems to be the problem? And then they're like, it's literally like 2 5-year-olds. She's like, his fat is touching me. Oh, he's shoving me. Why are you shoving me? Stop shoving me. Oh, your fat's touching me. Like, dude, it literally sounded like two children. And so then I'm like, I was just like, I didn't say shut up, but I was like, be quiet. I was like, like the father came out of me. I was like, be quiet. All right, look, like he can't do anything about his size, sir, and you shouldn't be making remarks about it, calling him fat. That's very offensive, and it's probably getting him agitated. And sir, you like you can't be saying stuff back to him. Like, you guys need to deal with this, or I'm kicking you both off the plane. And they're like, well, I was here first. Well, I have nowhere else to sit. Where am I supposed to sit? And, like, they're just arguing. And then I was like, gentlemen, like, I got louder. I was like, gentlemen, I'm going to try to find one of you a seat, but I'm not doing it until you guys can both, like, stop acting like children. You're acting like children. You're both grown men. We're all trying to get to our final destination. If this is going to be a problem, again, I'm going to kick both of you off the plane. I don't care because it was during like December. I was like, I don't care if it's during holiday and then you're not going to be able to get to your family, because this is going to be a problem and there's going to be no problems on my flight. And then they both like shut up and looked at me, and I'm like, well, now which one of you wants to move? And then they both looked at me like not wanting to move. And I was like, I just chose the skinny guy. I'm like, you're going to move for me, sir, since neither of you answered me. And then I found him a window seat. So it worked out. And then he, like, after the fucking we landed there, he said, sorry, the guy, it was uncomfortable. And I was like, I get it. It's just, like, the seats, you know, he's oversized. But still, you shouldn't be calling people fat. You shouldn't be elbowing people. That's not right. You know, act, be nice. Be kind to your human, to you know, your fellow human. And he was just like, oh, well, thank you for not kicking me off. And I was like, don't worry about it. But, like, again, like, to treat people how you want to be treated. And then the fat guy, he was just like, he didn't really care. He was like, okay, he moved, it's cool. And then he moved over, so he was happy. But like at the same time, in my head, I was like, motherfucker, lose some weight, you know? Like, Jesus. But yeah, you get all different.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to. Thinking about like situations like that, I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I get mad when I have to deal with stupid people here. I can't imagine having to deal with it there.
You have to have thick skin, because like I said, I've never, like, even then I raised my voice at them, but I didn't yell at them. And then even when I put that guy in the headlock, I wasn't yelling at him. I'm very calm natured. That's something I learned from this job. The only thing that gets me like rowdy is gaming. It's funny. The only thing that will get me like agitated and like ear, like my buttons are pushed, I'm fucking yelling at my teammates like to do better, is gaming.
My son.
bro, it's just, I'm the same way, bro. And it fucking depends.
And he'll be doing the worst on the team, bro. He'll still be yelling at
him. Fuck no, bro. That's crazy. Fucking bullshit.
My son, every time we've played, you've never been MVP, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I'm a team player, bro. I'm a utility player. I don't give a fuck about that, right?
You're a utility player, as in you're clipped onto one of us and you're just there. That's about it.
Fucking Chordy, bro. Utility belt. Man a tank, bro. Like, Bro, he was using some other operator, bro. And that then, what? Like, this fucking guy.
That's funny, bro. Yeah, you have to. In, bro. You have to be like calm natured, because like again, I learned that like I have a calm nature when emergencies are happening. Because even when like just recently, I had a lady who had a seizure, and like to me, everything was going too slow. Like I was being too slow. I was like, I felt like I wasn't doing the right thing. But then, the other flight attendants were just like, Manny, you handled that very well. You're very calm. You knew what to do. You were like doing everything. Like you did everything. You saved that lady's life. And I was just like, in my head, I'm like, I was being too slow. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to do this. And like, da, 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 da. And so it's just funny.
Nah, that's how it normally is, though.
No, yeah,
see,
bro. Sure.
Yeah, to see how you are from the outside, you know, from another person's perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no, I mean, normally with shit like that, yeah, things kind of move slower for the person doing shit.
Yeah, which is
being crazy. Being in the back of an ambulance for like a 3-4 minute drive feels like 10-15 minutes when you're doing CPR.
Oh, dude, for real, bro.
Trying to hang on to shit. Yeah,
I've luckily have never had to do CPR. Luckily,
it's tiring, bro.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that.
Well, I'll be afraid I'll smash some ribs, bro. I'm a big ass.
Nah, fuck them, bro. Fuck the ribs, break it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's the point too, bro. You gotta get like you gotta really like
you gotta get that circulation going.
Get in, yeah.
Damn. See, I would try to be not gentle about it, but like I wouldn't put too much weight into it. You know what I mean? But
that's
6'3" and tatted. Ah ha ha. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm a big dude, bro. And so if I'm over here doing CPR on a
ego, bro.
Damn, bro. Fucking tall and tatted, dude. What do you want me to do? But no, just kidding. but if I want to like working on a smaller woman, I'm afraid I'm gonna break her rib, you know?
Yeah, it's the same thing with like the older people too, the elderly and shit. It's the same thing. Bro. It's just something that you gotta do.
I didn't know that, but I don't know. But again,
I mean, I'm obviously, you want to try trained. Not to, right? But if push comes to shove and you do, like, just keep running your course, you know what I mean?
The first thing I always do is there a medical professional on board? Because I don't want to deal with this shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, where's the doctor? Luckily, there's always a doctor. Like, I've always had, like, a nurse or a doctor or, like, somebody.
Gotcha.
I actually had someone coach me, like, I'm a dentist. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do for me? Like, I don't need someone's dental, like, their teeth looked at, bro. Like, what the hell? Get out of here. I'm like, oh, sorry, sir. I'm looking for, like, someone who can help me with
this. An actual doctor. Yeah.
Well, it's because, like, he came up to me. We say a medical professional because it could be, you know, a nurse, a doctor, a physical therapist, whatever it may be. And this motherfucker, you know, I'm a dentist. And I'm like, sir, I don't need a dentist. I need a fucking nurse or something, please.
Yeah, I hate whenever they fucking ask that shit. I'm just like, fuck.
I know.
And then, like, someone else will raise their hand and be like, I'm a nurse. And I'm like, all right, they got the higher certification. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I always give people free drinks, though. So, like, if someone helps me, I always, like, say, like, if you want a free drink on me, like, whatever you want. And then usually they're happy. They either like, oh, I don't drink, or they're like, okay, yeah, I'll take a vodka cran. And I'm like, all
right, let me get the bottle right quick.
Gotcha, bro. Gotcha.
Right, my son.
Yeah, bro.
Tiny, bro.
Let me take the whole bottle right quick.
Yeah,
few bottles. Look at everything you got in that drawer over there.
Nah, 32. You're gonna take 32 shots at fucking 30,000 feet. You'll die, bro.
Hey, bro. You only live once, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Damn. RIP American Airlines.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much.
It's been I think we've talked a lot mainly about gaming and shit.
Which is good.
It's always good conversations, man. I enjoy these conversations, get to learn a little bit more.
Man. Gaming is
gaming's where it's at, bro. For those that honestly don't understand about gaming, you need to get into it. That's it.
It's a good hobby, bro. It's a good hobby.
It is a good hobby. I know people give it shit because you're staring at a screen, but they don't understand the other side of it. Like, you make friends with people, you know, your social skills, you know. If you just, like, if you don't play with people, then, like, you're just staring at a screen, not talking to anybody. But
League of Legends don't help my social skills, bro. I've been banned from chat so many times.
That's bad, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy.
I know. I try not to get toxic. Now that I'm older, I'm like, I'm a Oh, like back in COD lobbies, oh, anyone get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Now dude, that shit was dangerous, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Now that I'm older, bro, I'd be thinking more. Maybe because I'm a parent now, I'd be like, all right, this is somebody's kid. Don't tell him that I had his mother's cock in my mouth last night. Like, it's fine. Like, it's gonna be okay. He's 12. Don't let him get the best of you. But
bro, that shit was bad, bro. That shit was bad. Like, I mean, you guys came from fucking Xbox, right? Well, I came from PS3, bro. So PS3, we didn't have like those, like the party chat or whatever. So if you want to talk to your homie, you're talking to him in game, bro. So like someone else is either talking to like their other buddies or something. So bro, we're all there fucking clashing, bro, until like the other person gets muted or like some other bullshit, bro.
Yeah,
but, man, those are
good. Yeah, the good old lobbies, bro. Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops 2, all that shit. Crazy.
You remember the open mics between rounds?
Yes, bro. Yes.
Shit. Man, you'll just be talking shit throughout the kill cam, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. I missed Call of Duty. Like the Call of Duty
at its 4, peak like that. Yeah,
search and destroy, fucking S&D. Like, I'm telling you, dude, I this is probably ego, like now. So maybe I do have an ego, but. Mm-hmm. But I was the greatest of all time. Not playing. but no, I really wish my parents let me like compete. Like, I don't think I'd be a nade shot or anything like that. But like, I really think it would have helped me further my career into streaming. And like, who would have known? But I was all about MLG. I had the fucking website. I had my team. When I didn't have a team, I was looking for teams. I got invited to fucking tournaments and shit. Like, it was fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of that. But my parents were, no, you know, be a doctor, be a fucking, you know, go get a degree, be fucking smart. Video games are going to be nothing. You're just wasting your time. And look what happened now, mom. Huh?
Yep. Yep.
But,
that's crazy.
But yeah.
Should be good. We'll get some games in. We'll keep the podcast updated with how the games go, how bad Osan is. We'll let everybody know.
Bro, I'm about to show y'all up, bro.
Don't worry, I have
to. With only 4 hours? Shit.
I have two alt accounts. Bro. I have two alt accounts. I can play.
All right, that's how you know he's good, bro, when you have a bunch of alt accounts.
What rank are you guys? Do you even
bro, have I haven't any? Even played ranked yet.
Yeah, haven't fucking
played. I'll play my main then. We can play quick play on my main. Why not? Actually, no, because the MMR might be too high. I might still have to hop on the alt account. I just don't want you guys to rage. You know what I mean?
Nah, bro. Mm-hmm. Nah. Unless the other fucking guy doesn't pick an operator, bro, you're going to hear me bitching, bro.
What's it called? But yeah, other than that, any questions, Basan, that you got?
Nah, man, everything was good. Everything went fucking smooth.
It's a good conversation overall. It's the longest episode we probably have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, conversations were days, good. Bro.
Yeah, 100%. I don't have anything else really, to be honest with you, but we'll keep everybody updated on any games that we do have. We'll let everybody know how bad Basan is and talk about that in the next episode.
Yeah. Well, we'll start it up, bro. We'll start it up. I'll take screenshots. All right.
There you go. If he shows up, everybody knows the way Basan That's is. True. If he shows up,
Mr. 3 hours.
Other than that, I don't have Manny. You got anything?
No, I mean, I'm not really grinding socials right now just because I'm focusing on my little family, but yeah, nothing going on with me. I would like
to y'all to follow him, say the super.
A stream here and there. I do stream here and there, but it's very random. So, you know, don't expect the schedule. But that's about it. Yeah.
Nothing going on with me. It happens. Yeah. Other than that, I'm good. We're all good. Appreciate everybody coming in, taking a listen. We'll be back in 9 days for another episode. Maybe we'll see Manny again later on in the year, get another update.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me, too.
Man. Oh, yeah, 100%, brother. Yeah, I had to have you on here.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Everybody be good. Y'all be good. Stay safe.